Drama Comes to Pryor's Ford by Eve Houston. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. The red post office van provided a welcome splash of colour in the grey December landscape as it drove down the lane from Tarbert Hill Farm and turned left towards the village of Pryor's Ford. Entering the village, it passed the primary school, its playground swarming with rosy-cheeked children bundled in duffel coats and anoraks, burning off their early morning energy. Several came running to the railings, reaching through the bars to wave to the driver, who tooted his horn at them. An hour or so later, having delivered post in the neat little village and to the cottages and farms further afield, the van headed back towards its depot, leaving behind a paper trail of letters bearing good tidings for some, bad tidings for others, and a heartfelt plea that was to change one family's comfortable existence forever. In the village store-cum-post office, Sam Brennan turned his back on the shoppers browsing along shelves and pulled off the elastic band holding the day's post together. He skimmed swiftly through the bundle, finding only bills and junk mail, but no envelope with his name written on it in a familiar hand. Almost 3 months had passed since Marcy Coppleton had walked out on him, and still there was no word of where she was, how she was, when she was coming back, if she was coming back. He went through the post again, hoping against hope that the letter he sought might have got caught up in something else and been bypassed. But again, the search was fruitless. "Morning, Sam," a cheerful voice called, and he tried to pin a smile on his face as he turned back to where a customer waited, a full wire basket slung over her arm. "Perhaps tomorrow," he thought, as he unpacked the basket and pressed the keys on the till.